This story and its meaning and impact are definitively shaped by the meaning of one word that is a verbal thread that runs through this story. And that is the word skandalizo and skandalon. The way in which this is normally translated is that skandalizo is in the NRSV is translated as if your hand causes you to stumble, if your foot causes you to stumble. And that skandalon is translated as if any of you put a stumbling block before one of these little ones. The reference of these sayings about stumbling to the exorcist who was casting out demons in Jesus' name and the disciples stopped him is unclear in that translation. I think the better reading of this is that skandalizo means to be scandalized, to be offended. The skandalon was a stone that you'd stumble your toe on and then curse at the stone. It was what caused you to be scandalized. Well, in this case, what it refers to is their being offended and scandalized by this other exorcist who was casting out demons in Jesus' name. If that's the case, then what needs to be communicated in the telling of this story is that the disciples were really ticked at this other exorcist. The statement of John then needs to be, "Teacher, we saw someone else casting out demons and we tried to stop him because he wasn't following us," so that he's really ticked. And Jesus' response is, "Don't stop him." And then he goes on to explain and to interpret what one should do in order not to be scandalized by other people who follow other people, who are competitors in one way or another, and that what Jesus is then talking about is, how do you deal with people who are other than us, but who are doing basically the same work, the same things? Other people in the religious tradition who are different. And that what then is going on in the rest of this discourse is, if any of you cause one of these little ones who believe in me to be scandalized, to stumble, to be scandalized, then it would be better for you. And if your hand then causes you to be offended, and so this metaphor is about, to what extent do you go in order to avoid being scandalized? Well, you go to the extent of, if your hand causes you to be scandalized, cut it off. And if your foot causes you to be scandalized, well, what's this about? This is about, to what extent do you go to avoid being scandalized by other people and by other people who take different approaches to the faith tradition, to the kingdom of God, to exorcism, to healings, whatever. It is a word that is very important at this time when the church and religious communities are divided by people being scandalized and offended by different positions in relation to homosexuality, in relation to the differences about the liturgy, about the church organization, about women being clergy, the roles of women. I could go on with the list. There are all sorts of reasons that people find to be scandalized about what happens in religious communities. So Jesus' last words are directed at that. Everyone will be salted with fire, that is, tested. So salt is good. Be salty. You know, have different opinions and fight about it. But be at peace with one another. So what this is about is the way to peace between different religious communities, and not to exacerbate conflicts and to be scandalized by what other parts of the religious community do. It is a word that Protestants need in relation to Catholics, and Catholics in relation to Protestants, and evangelicals in relation to mainline and Orthodox and Jews and Muslims and others. This is a story that is directed to all religious communities in relation to the extent to which we need to go in order not to be scandalized by each other. So the tone of this is Jesus pleading with the disciples, and in this radical way saying, this is what extent you should go. If your hand causes you to stumble, to be scandalized by what other people do, cut it off. It's better for you to enter the life maimed than to have two hands and go into hell. And hell is the place of conflict, the place of warfare. It is the place in which people are consumed by fire, fire of conflict and warfare. So I would suggest then that you tell this as a story about conflict in the church, and of Jesus then confronting the disciples when they were deeply offended at one who was casting out demons in Jesus' name, but who was not part of their group.